We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking here today with Raleigh County Commission Chair Marvin Rodriguez. Just update, we won't have the phone lines available here today, but we do encourage, if you have a question, go ahead and give us an email here, studio@1350kman.com, if you've got any questions. And local health order number 17 went into effect here at midnight, I guess 12:01 technically, this morning, and it's kind of a not a lot has really changed. Just the big change was the screening requirements for bar and restaurant employees, and that went from a requirement to a strong recommendation, as I understand it. What was the commission's thinking here on this particular item?
Well, it was given to the commission from the health operations emergency services there that they were looking at, that the owners of the establishment should require their people, and left it up to the owners so that it wouldn't be such a hard deal on it, that if they didn't follow that and the health officer came in to look for records, that they could be shut down if they didn't keep track of their employees whenever they come to work, that they didn't have temperatures and they weren't coughing and they were okay to be there, because they don't want to have the employees come in and pass on the COVID to any of the visitors coming in, the patrons coming in. So that was the reason, and they've got a little more detailed protocols to follow now.
All right. We've seen a few small outbreaks there in the Aggieville area, nothing recently, but how would you say that they are handling businesses, at least from your perspective?
Well, with the information we received, they're cooperating. They're trying to get, they want to keep their businesses open, so they're doing their very best to make sure that the patrons of when they come in, and also the workers that they have, comply with all the edicts that have been passed.
All right. Well, and of course, Aggieville is about to probably get really popular here in the next few weeks with all the students coming back. I don't know. I haven't actually been down there in a couple weeks to see kind of what the return's looking like right now, if there have been more people in bars and restaurants. But, you know, obviously limiting crowds sizes down there is going to be a real challenge, I would think, for a lot of those establishments.
Yes, it is, especially the bars, because they make their money off of a congregation of a lot of people at one time in there. They're just going to have to slow down on that, but at least perhaps maybe we'll keep them open and we won't lose them. But the big thing, obviously, is that the taxes that come off of all those places has to go to the city, and some to the county, to keep city and county operations moving along. Because if you cut everything off, then it shuts down the city also.
Well, this is a really delicate balance here, because I know a lot of those bars and restaurants in Aggieville have been struggling since the pandemic began, because they were shut down for about 2 months. Go ahead.
And they do operate on a very shoestring budget, and their profit is on a very narrow budget. And so this means that they have to do something to stay in business so that they don't go bankrupt or close down. And it's not good if we have businesses that have to close down and not open ever again, because we were so harsh with them. But we have to have some sort of middle line taken on that.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
There's no way that they can receive any other kind of income, and they got people that work there that they're barely holding on, and so we got a lot of people. Lives and hopes and dreams here that could be crushed if they don't have a way to continue it on.
And we're speaking with Marvin Rodriguez. He's a Riley County Commission Chair and joins us here on In Focus as we talk to different commissioners each month. You know, we talked a lot about the COVID-19 impacts, and of course, that's really front and center for everybody right now. And
I'm getting a call from either some other place, but it's restricted, so it must be the RCCD calling me, and I can't take the
phone. I apologize. I didn't catch all that. What did you say, Marvin?
Oh, no, I'm talking. I've got somebody's trying to call me.
Oh, okay. I understand.
But that's all right. I'm not going to answer.
Well, you know, we talked a lot about COVID-19. Of course, that's impacting a lot of things, not just public health and crowd control, stuff like that. But we do have to take into account the financial side of it as well. The budget, I know, has been talked about. And forgive me if I don't recall. You guys did approve it for publication recently, right?
Yes, the budget for 2000. Actually, you have to say it's 2020 because we did it this year. But it's 421.
Okay, and remind me, and for those that maybe might have missed some of the news on that, what's different about the next fiscal year budget and the changes, mill levy?
Well, it's gone down a little bit. We're trying to make sure that whatever happens this year, and we go into next year, we know will be slow response on the economy. And so we're trying not to increase things on it. I know that we flatlined a lot of the employees, and they understand because we don't want to lose any. Just to make sure that we can get the sales tax money and other things so that we can make it through on 21.
And I know that's something you specifically wanted to have continue is the sales tax issue, and I think the commissioners outvoted you on that, isn't that right?
Well, we made a consensus to try to get it on there for that. The half-cent sales tax goes over to the it's been in operation now. Let me go back a little bit. It's been in operation since 2002. And it goes for 10 years, and we successfully have done it for 20 years now. So what the county uses it for is bridges and roads. And we have been able to meet all of the challenges on business and roads by having that half-cent sales tax. And it's about $3 million average that we get for that, and we use it only for that purpose. And we have good roads. We have been, I've got many comments and kudos for the sake of that. Our roads are better than the adjoining counties because we only dedicate that half cent to the roads and bridges. And in the last few years here, when I was looking at what the county has done, that we have repaired 7 bridges, 6 more are in the design phase. And roads, we're redoing now the southern part of McDowell Creek Road, and we have the dollars and cents to do that because we only use that for roads and bridges. Nothing else comes out of that fund.
Okay, I see. That McDowell Creek Road. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
I was just going to say that McDowell Creek Road project. What's the status of that right now? Is it going well?
It is going well. We have found some concerns, but we've addressed them, and it's moving right along, and that should be ready here in a few weeks to get done. When I say a few weeks, it could be about 4 weeks, but it'll be done, and it'll be a much better road.
Well, yeah, that's a nice little shortcut. I like to take that road sometimes when I come back from Junction City. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, it is a good road to go on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Again, speaking with Marvin Rodriguez here, Riley County Commission Chair. We reached time to take another break here. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.
Okay.